Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'll polish the leaves, make them green again, shake out the trees, change scene again, spring cleaning, getting ready for love.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. A couple of days ago, we got a visit, a desperately needed visit, from Jolie Kerr, creator of the Ask a Clean Person column for websites like Deadspin and Jezebel. Jolie is also the author of the book My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. It is, after all, spring cleaning season, and that can be a particularly perilous time for music fans. Jolie, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Thanks for having me back.
You left us with some tips for cleaning stuff off of your shoes if you're at a music festival and, you know, beer or whatever gets spilled on those. You talked about using an old T-shirt to kind of, you know, rub out the... And that gets us to a question that many music fans will have, which is, how do you deal with those old concert T-shirts that you've kept for 20 years and... they mean a lot to you, but you want to save it from becoming a schmata, you know, a rag.
Exactly. Well, yeah, when they start getting those holes. And that's, of course, the point at which the T-shirt becomes perfect, because it's perfectly soft and it feels so great. That is the point at which you probably, if you can stand to do this, you probably want to stop machine washing it and take to hand washing it. Now, people hear that and they're like, I don't have time for hand washing. This is not a thing that takes any time. We're really talking about a 5-minute process here. And you can, of course, sort of wait until you've got a couple of your threadbare T-shirts that need washing, do them all at once. It's not going to take all that much time. Best thing to do for hand washing, kitchen sink, make sure the dishes are not in it before you start this process. Just plug it up, fill it with lukewarm water, a tiny bit of detergent. You really do not need a lot of detergent at all. People always over detergent. I'm guilty of it too. But just really a tiny bit. Put the shirts in, let them soak for, you know, just a couple minutes. Go in, drain the water, rinse them out. When you're talking about a really threadbare T-shirt, don't rinse them under the running water, because that's going to really distress the fibers. Instead, what to do when they're really, really threadbare is just refill the sink with clean water and rinse them by soaking them in sort of a pool of clean water rather than directly under the faucet.
Okay.
Then just roll them up in a towel to squeeze dry, lay flat, and they'll dry. Don't hang them. Because, again, they're threadbare and they're wet, which means they're heavy and they're going to start pulling down and really stress those fibers again. So you want to lay them flat. But, you know, the thing is that we're talking about fairly thin cotton shirts.
Yeah.
They're going to get pretty dry just from rolling them up in the towel. And I do recommend people roll them in the towel. Do not wring them, because, again, that's another thing that's going to stress the fiber.
So if you want that 1978 Ramones concert T-shirt to – pass on to your kids.
Yeah, you're going to have to show it a little love.
Okay.
Now, if you absolutely, or if you're listening to this and you're like, lady, come on. There's no way I'm hand washing my laundry. I'm too metal for that, you know. Then machine wash, use a delicate cycle, and use one of those mesh lingerie bags. Put them in. If you have the kind of washing machine that's a top loader with a center agitator, just be really, really, really careful. Maybe use a couple of extra towels in there to buffer that center agitator. That's really going to cause a lot of tearing. The full drum machines, like the front loaders, the HEs, and the top loaders that don't have an agitator are going to be a little bit more gentle. But same kind of thing. Don't use a ton of detergent. Don't use bleaches. Those are harsh.
Mm-hmm. All right. Music-related cleaning questions, you can leave them on our website, soundcheck.org, or call us up, 866-939-1612. Leave a voicemail, 866-939-1612. It is spring cleaning season, which poses some specific problems for music fans. What about, you know, CDs, you love them, you play them over the years, they will inevitably get grimy, you know, no matter how careful you are, someone will come along and, oh, look at this great CD, and leave a fingerprint. Maybe you're throwing a party and a little beer or wine gets spilled. What do you do for CDs?
Sure thing. So CDs, you can either buy CD cleaner, which, you know, they sell at most music stores. That's fine. Also, just a microfiber cloth. Is good for dusting, fingerprints, stuff like that. You actually won't really even need a special cleaner for stuff like that. What you don't want to use with CDs is is anything that's paper, even really fine soft paper, can lead to scratching. The same is true of glass, like eyeglasses. So be careful about your use of paper products on scratchable surfaces. Better to stick with microfiber for that one, anything that can scratch.
All right. And stereo components with the grills in the back, you want to vacuum that dust out of there?
Yeah, you can. You certainly can vacuum. Microfiber.
I'm not going to if you answer me like that. I'm just gonna...
Well, you don't necessarily have to.
Okay. That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah, you don't necessarily have to vacuum. You know, from time to time, like maybe every couple years, you might actually want to just go over with a brush attachment, you know, keep the lifespan of these things, mm-hmm. you know. But really, microfiber is gonna go a long way in cleaning those stereo components.
We're speaking with Jolie Kerr, the creator of Ask a Clean Person, a column for websites like Deadspin and Jezebel. Her book is My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. In your book, one of my favorite lines is you talk about put on some music. This is crucial to the process in that it will help to keep you from killing yourself as you go about your cleaning business. So what do you listen to when you clean?
I listen to, well, sort of whatever mood I'm in. So I don't really have a set playlist for cleaning, which people oftentimes think I do. But I really tend to like a lot of 70s sort of soft rock. I call it fern bar music. Fern bar music.
Fern bar.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I actually used to write a column about fern bar music and drinks.
Kind of upscale, yuppie singles bar places.
Exactly. The Chablis and Brie kind of crowd from the late 70s and 80s.
Okay.
You know, Seals and Crofts, Michael McDonald type music is really my big jam. But I also, you know, I went to high school and college in the 90s. So sometimes if I'm feeling angsty, I will, you know, go back and put on my old, you know, Smashing Pumpkins kind of stuff and you know, sometimes pull out my old flight jacket from storage, pretend like I'm, you know, 21 again.
Jolie Kerr is with us on Soundcheck. Her book's called My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. It is out now, and she also has her column, Ask a Clean Person, on Deadspin and Jezebel, and she's been with us on Soundcheck once again today with music-related cleaning tips. Jolie, happy spring cleaning.
Thank you.
Still to come, another in-studio performance from the Secret Sisters, playing songs from their new album produced by T-Bone Burnett. That's next on Soundcheck.